Last Friday on the program, we heard from writer and feminist Robin Morgan, who recently published an essay about sexism and Hillary Clinton. The essay was an update of a famous feminist work that she published in 1970. Back then it was called Goodbye to All That. In her updated essay and in our interview, she decried what she sees as gender-based slurs directed towards Senator Clinton. Here's a bit of what Robin Morgan said on Friday.
When a sexist idiot screamed at Hillary, "Iron my shirt," it was considered amusing. There was a lot of chuckling on all the airways. Now, this is not just Hillary hating. This is sociopathic woman hating.
Writer Robin Morgan speaking on our program last week. And we got quite a lot of mail about her. Here to help share it, senior producer Steve Prophet. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks, Alex. Some listeners were pleased to hear Robin Morgan and her views. Others took issue with her conclusions. From Newton, Massachusetts, Susan Swick writes that while she agrees with Ms. Morgan about the presence of misogyny in modern society, she doesn't agree that women ought to vote for Senator Clinton simply because she's a woman.
Ms. Swick writes, Robin Morgan's argument is essentially that sexism is more pernicious than racism, and she goes on, hopefully Hillary has more to recommend her than this.
From Golden, Colorado, listener Kevin McManus has a similar view. Perhaps, he writes, it's time to stop judging either candidate by the relative oppression and instead look at them as individuals.
And critical comment from Connie Austin of Louisville, Kentucky. She says Robin Morgan is missing the essential core of feminism, the belief in the equality of the sexes. And she ends, to Robin Morgan, I say, if Obama were a woman, who would you vote for?
And finally, from Dan Wells of Starkboro, Vermont, the only place I think Robin Morgan is wrong, he writes, is in her implication that men and or Obama supporters laugh at the attacks against Senator Clinton.
Mr. Wells says he finds those attacks deeply offensive, and he is both a man and an Obama supporter.
He adds a large part of why he's supporting Senator Obama is, as he puts it, he's made getting beyond these divisions a cornerstone of his campaign. And Alex, that's it for our Robin Morgan letters.
Dear listeners, if you have a comment about something you've heard on our program, you can write us too.
Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.
Letters editor Steve Prophet will read every one of your emails. Steve, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.
As a woman running for president, Hillary Clinton has to be strong and sensitive, aggressive without being shrill.
So is Senator Clinton being judged harshly because she's a woman, or is she being judged because she's running for president? To help us get through these issues, we're joined by Slate's Dahlia Lithwick and Emily Bazelon. They are two of the contributors to the Double X Factor column, which features all women writers at Slate.com. Welcome, both of you, back to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's start here. You've been writing about gender traitors among Democrats, women who do not recognize any obligation of solidarity with Hillary. What is that obligation? And I'll just note, you've been writing on both sides of this question.
This is Emily. Yes, we have been disagreeing with each other to some degree about this issue. My feeling is that there is a sort of cadre of Hillary supporters, most of them older women, who feel incredibly strongly that she is this very exciting candidate, and that other women who don't support her are really missing the boat. And I get this sort of sense of wounded betrayal from them. These are women who really fought for enormous advances in the last generations, and I feel like they are offering us this gift, and they are really saddened that some of us don't seem to be accepting that gift.
Dahlia?
It's not simply what Emily's describing, which is this sort of intergenerational fight between what we call second wave feminists and post-feminists or whatever. This is actually a fight among post-feminists, these sort of younger women who are blogging at the X Factor. And also, interestingly, even within ourselves, we just from day to day will see some gender miscue. Somebody will say something on behalf of Hillary that plays the gender card, and we all sort of balk. So it's a very interesting thing in that it's churning up fights that we haven't had. I want to say we haven't had since the 60s, but many of us were born in the 60s. So it's fights that women haven't had in a long time amongst themselves, even within themselves. And that's really the most intriguing part to me.
I wonder how your mail is running on this, and how much are women talking about this to other women, and we men are not a part of this conversation?
Now, what I'm about to say is just a theory. But, you know, women's support for Hillary has been running strong up until the Potomac primaries last Tuesday when Obama won the majority of women voters. And that had really only happened for him before in Iowa and in South Carolina. All the other states, women had gone for Hillary. And I wondered if this latest development is a reflection of different phases of the campaign. I have spoken to a lot of women who early on felt like, oh, they really wanted Hillary to make a strong showing as the first female candidate. And they were sort of rooting for her, even though they weren't sure they supported her. They wanted her to do respectably, to be really taken seriously. And perhaps that helped fuel some of the support for her among women early on. And now that she has passed that bar, women feel freer perhaps not to vote for her in the end.
I'm encountering an awful lot of women who either write into us or pull me aside in conversation and describe this as a head-heart problem. And they describe this split of left brain, this analytical, rational portion of me that really knows how smart and talented she is. If she's not the candidate, who could be? And then this sort of right brain, visceral sense that there's just a part of me that feels that I can't get behind her only because she's a woman and that this is not the woman for me.
So I think I've heard you say, both of you, both women, I want to vote for a woman for president, but not necessarily this woman. I've heard this from men as well. And when I hear it from men, I think it's something we say quietly because we're afraid we'll get our heads bitten off.
It's an interesting analog to a fight we had in the press a few years ago over the lack or dearth of women columnists, op-ed columnists. And what was most interesting about it at the time, I thought, was that women were talking to women about it. Maureen Dowd wrote beautifully about it. Anne Applebaum wrote beautifully about it. It was so fascinating that no men felt that they could weigh in on that, either pro or con. This seems to be another one of those situations in which, and I think it's really sort of the tragedy of identity politics, there's a feeling that to express an opinion about a group, if you're not a member of that group, is somehow verboten. And that's really unfortunate because it ends up being this sort of intramural pillow fight between Gloria Steinem and Robin Morgan and Emily Bazelon and Dahlia Lithwick, and we're all hollering at each other about these gender issues, but they're gender issues that in fact, of course, affect men. And so all I can say is I sort of hope that by the time my little boys grow up, they'll be able to speak as freely about these issues as women are speaking right now.
Dahlia Lithwick and Emily Bazelon from Slate, they are contributors to the column The Double X Factor. Emily, Dahlia, thank you so much.
Thank you for
having
me. My
pleasure.